I'm Talia, and I would like to share stories about my travels to different states and countries. One of the first states that I visited was Florida. Me and my sister's cousins lived there along with our uncle. I remember we were visiting for Christmas. I was about 5 or 6 when we visited. The next place I visited was California. This time I had been about 9 or 10 years old. Our grandparents had lived there at the time. We stayed at their house for about a week, and then we drove to Oregon to visit our family tree farm. Our cousins were also there. I found out that day that I had way more than just 2 cousins in Florida. In 5th grade, I went back to Florida to my uncle's wedding. He's remarried now to our aunt, and I really do like her. A bit later, I was about 12 or 11. I finally went to the Bahamas to see my dad's side of the family. When we stayed there, we were at a resort called Atlantis. We stayed there for about 3 days, and we visited some of my dad's family. There was way more family that I visited, but we'll get to that. In 7th grade, the friends of our parents gave us tickets to go see a show called Hamilton in Chicago. I had never been to a large city before, so I was excited to experience it. When we were driving in Chicago, I noticed how tall the buildings were and just how many people there were. When we got to our hotel room, I looked over the city from our hotel room, imagining what it would be like to live in the city. I didn't like how noisy it was, and I didn't like the amount of people that were around me. When we went outside, almost every street corner had a poor person sitting on some cardboard with a cup for money. I would see people passing by that, from my perspective at least, acted as if they didn't care and that this was, like, the normal. And they weren't looking at the people who were begging. I knew that poverty was common in big cities, but it was a bit different experiencing it. Because in Grand Rapids, I don't see so many people on the street begging or, like, sitting there. So it's a bit different and kind of sad. After that trip, I decided that I'd never live in such a large city. One of many later trips, when I was going into my freshman year, I went back to the Bahamas to get my citizenship to become a true Bahamian. It was a long process that literally took 10 hours of waiting. The next day, we visited my dad's family, although this time I met all of my dad's brothers and sisters. Sadly, some of his brothers passed away a long time ago. I also met some cousins that were a bit closer to my age. One was 10 and the other one was 13. I was 14 when we came to visit. They had a PlayStation, so me and my cousin played on it, seeing as I also had a PlayStation and I had the membership to go for it. It was fun, and we all had dinner at my aunt's house. A bit later during the trip, both me and my sister went snorkeling in the ocean with our dad. We saw different kinds of fish and a barracuda. We also saw a stingray while we were at a public beach. All the food there was some of the greatest food I've ever had, but of course, that's only if you like seafood. This summer, my grandparents moved to Florida to live with my uncle and aunt. Me, my sister, and my mom went down to Florida to help our grandparents settle into their new home. They now live in a nice gated community. Then there are 3 stray cats that like to eat the food that my grandma puts out for them. We went out to an art show in the evening and grabbed some ice cream along the way. We spent a lot of time with our family, and I got to meet my aunt's family over a large dinner that took all day to prepare. It was a nice, wholesome dinner. My uncle golfs, and so does another relative, and I'm going to go back to Florida for this Christmas, so I might as well bring my golf club so we could golf.